Lamont Paris, the head coach of the Mocs, joining us. Coach, congrats on the 10-5 start. Congrats on the win at Mercer. This is year three for you. You've got your conference home opener tomorrow night against Furman. We'll talk about the Paladins in a second, but what do you like about your team right now? They seem to be playing pretty well.
Yeah, they are. They're playing well right now. They're continuing to get more confident with every game that we go out and are able to play well. And so that's still something that's growing. But I like the makeup of our team a lot. I like our substance of our team. I like how our team interacts and plays with each other. And so it's just been a fun group to coach, a fun group to work with, and they worked really hard. And so it's nice to see them enjoying some successes, even though we're not there yet, that's for sure. We got a long ways to go with our development still, but we're off to a good start.
When we had you on last time, we knew that this was a team. I mean, we had you a few games into the season, and we knew this was going to be a team with a lot of pieces that you've added and kids coming in. What is this team doing better than it was maybe a month ago that's just that natural progression of them playing together?
You know, I think some guys are still – they're just becoming more familiar with each other. I think that's part of it, that just naturally happens. You know, where a guy likes to get his touches of the ball, where guys can be more effective on the floor. I think we're still figuring that out to some degree. I think we're still developing as a defensive unit too, and that's you know, probably par for the course. You're constantly trying to perfect your defensive output, but we've made strides. I think a month ago, you know, our ball screen coverages and whatnot were not near as good. I think we're a better rebounding team than we were a month ago. You know, you're tested on that every single game, so you're only as good as the last time you were tested on it. But you know, the last few games anyway, we've done a good job on our defensive backboard, and so you know, it's always a work in progress. You're constantly developing and building and getting better, but I think those are two main areas: just continuing to learn each other from the offensive end, and then also as a defensive unit, still just growing and getting better at some of the things that we have.
All right, I mentioned you're 10-5 overall. You're 1-1 in SoCon play, but both of those have been on the road. Tomorrow night, the first SoCon game at McKenzie Arena. And, Coach, this is a Furman team that I watched down at Auburn. I mean, they had Auburn dead in the water with the way they were shooting threes, and they were getting a lot of open looks against a really good defense. I know you've studied them. This is a fantastic team coming in here, isn't it?
Yeah, really good team. They've got some experience. Even some of their younger guys are experienced and have played, you know, a little more than what most guys their age would have been. So they got some experience. They've got good talent. They've got some veterans that have just been around the block. A kid like Lyons, you know, he's one of those guys that you always feel like he's been in college for 10 years already. But he's a good player. So they got really talented guys. They've got a system and a way of playing, and they commit to that system, which makes them good also. And then they have good toughness, and they defend at a really high level. I think that's the best, and one of the best things they do is that they defend at a really high level.
When you look at that team coming in, the Paladins coming in, two of their losses have been to Alabama and Auburn, and I know your team may have a different makeup from an Alabama and a different makeup from an Auburn, but how much do you take from those games and what they were able to do against Furman and apply it for yourself?
You know, maybe a little bit. There were a couple situations that they presented to Furman's defense that we thought potentially would be some things that we would try to kind of mimic out of what we do, not to go wholesale changes, but if we could tweak a couple of the plays that we have to try to manufacture a similar situation. But you know, for me, I typically go with the most recent games. The most recent games are the ones, and particularly other conference opponents, those are the ones that I really look at and study as to, you know, what they're doing, you know, how the ETSU game was really good to watch. And, you know, obviously we just played Mercer, and then they played Mercer as well. So those will be good things just to see if there's any things that we can take specifically from those games.
You're listening to third-year UTC basketball coach Lamont Paris, whose Mocs are 10-5, and host Furman tomorrow night at McKenzie Arena. That's a 7 o'clock tip. You're listening to Coach Paris here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, your full-time gig is basketball. Your part-time gig is basketball. During your free time, do you watch any basketball this time of year?
I do. You know, this is as crazy as it sounds because, you know, typically I'll watch the games that we play. I'll watch those over at least twice. But amazingly enough, I still enjoy watching basketball. So, you know, it might seem a little strange, but yeah, it's probably, I watch more TV this time of year because of basketball than I ever do. So, yeah, I'm a junkie. I'm a self-admitted basketball junkie. And so whenever it's on, I'm going to watch it. I even probably enjoy watching NBA games more than most college coaches do. So, yeah, that's the bulk of my time is what I'm doing with basketball. And really that's about it.
Okay, then that leads me to this. Other than, like, your friends in the business who – we know your past, and you came here from Wisconsin, and your tentacles and those connections. Just on a whim, who do you like to watch? What other coaches have impressed you beyond the folks you watch who you have a relationship with?
Oh, that's a good question. Guys that I like that I don't have a relationship with. It's fun. The basketball fraternity is weird. You have a lot of connections.
Right.
But some guys that I know that I watch anyway, I enjoy watching how they go about their business. And Butler's one. I really like those guys and what they're doing and how they continue to do what they do. You know, but I know LaValle Jordan. I don't have a connection with him as far as that goes, but I know LaValle Jordan. I like watching them. I like watching Virginia. From a defensive standpoint, just to be able to defend at that high level and to be able to win that league that they play in with some of the recruits that have come into that league, it's one of the more impressive things, I think, in college basketball, I'd say, bar none. So those are a couple that I don't have the same connection I do as some of the people that you already know that I enjoy watching as well. But those guys are also winners. They're winners. I'm infatuated with winning, and with dominance and with high achievement in any really sport or other venue.
All right, knowing as much about it as you do, when you watch it, do you have to turn the sound off to not hear gas bags like me or like Seth Greenberg or somebody else completely just you going, "What is this guy talking about?"
Yeah, no, that's funny. No, I don't. I like commentation. I like commentation, and I'd be lying if I didn't say, you know, I just like to hear what people say and what they think, and, you know, sometimes they have real insight, and I'll acknowledge that, but other times I'll say, holy smokes, like, what are you possibly saying? You know, but I like that part of it. You know, I like it. It's the one time you get to watch games that aren't my games and just enjoy it. And so, yeah, I like the commentation. I do.
Coach, have you gotten a technical this year?
I have not gotten a technical foul. I've only gotten one technical in my entire career. So
I think tomorrow night's a good night, Coach.
Might be the night. Tomorrow might be the night.
I mean, hey, and get your money's worth. Go like Pete Bell from Blue Chips. Kick the ball in the stands.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Most guys don't get technical fouls when their teams are playing really well.
That's a good point.
I hope tomorrow's not the night that I get a technical foul.
You're listening to Lamont Paris, whose Mocs are 10-5, heading into tomorrow night's game at McKenzie Arena against Furman. Furman is a really good team. Back to the announcer question real quick. Who's your favorite, or do you have a favorite?
That's a good one. There's a lot of good ones that are out there. For pure entertainment value, I mean, just for the surprise of what might come out of his mouth, Bill Walton.
Absolutely. Yes. Coach, we're on the same page.
you never know what you're going to hear. But I like some of the classics too. You know, in the NBA game, Hubie Brown was a great one. I like listening to games by him. Who else do I like? Who's I can't think of his name right now. Early Onions.
Oh, Rafferty.
Yeah, Rafferty's a good one.
Bill Rafferty.
He's
one of my absolute favorites. He's one of my favorites as far as college basketball goes. He's one of my actual favorites. And I've met him a couple times, and what a great guy. What a great guy. And so I love listening to him call the game and just having met him and had some experience with him. But there's some good ones out there now. There's some really good guys out there. That get animated. Gus Johnson. Like, there's some good ones.
All right, Lamont, I remember now the last time we had you was in between your games against FSU and Tennessee. And before we close, I've seen so much of them with talking about Florida State. I mean, what they did to Louisville last weekend in Louisville, you got to see FSU up close, obviously. When they're even hitting a reasonable amount of shots, given their length, given their athleticism, the way they defend and the way they rebound, would it surprise you at all if they went to the Final Four if they're hitting shots?
You know, it's. I don't ever try to make predictions on, you know, the Final Four. Is like, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of fortune that goes into it. I mean, you have to do the matchups. You have to stay healthy. That's a lot of luck. You have to, you know, block charge calls have to go your way. There's a lot that goes into it. But physically, there's no question they have the makeup to advance deep into the tournament. I mean, there's no chance about it. They defend at a high level. It's a little bit different defense than most people are going against, which I think that lends well to them in the NCAA tournament because you're facing people, for the most part, you haven't played near as much. If they're making shots, I mean, they have all the components to be able to advance well into the NCAA tournament.
All right, UTC is on a tear. They are they've won four straight. They are 10-5. And Wednesday night, Lamont Paris needs all the help, and all the Mocs need all the help they can get because Furman is coming in. They are a very, very good team. It's a very, very good league again. You saw what Wofford did to Carolina in Chapel Hill.
He's going to get a technical. He already called his shot.
No, he's going to be up. He's not going to even bother with it. All right, but UTC.
Hey, I'll tell you this, guys. If we're in the waning moments of the game and we've got a double-digit lead just for you, I would get it. If that scenario presents itself, you can count on me getting the tee.
That's awesome! We're talking! There we go!
He'll be smiling the entire time.
Absolutely! He's going to do the Hagman from Hoosier. Throw me out of the game or I'm going to scream like a mad fool!
That's right.
Well, listen, Lamont, thank you so much. Congratulations on what you've been able to do. I know you're a long way from being a finished product, but congrats on what you got going now. Good luck against the Paladins tomorrow night. Take them down at McKenzie, and thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Guys, I appreciate you having me, as always. Thanks a lot for all the support.
Absolutely. Lamont Paris, again, the Mocs hosting Furman tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Be there. It should be a good one. 648-1051 is the number. We'll reintroduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.